Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by astrology and fascinated by how the astrological patterns reflect both in our personal lives, in our metaphysics, in the headlines, and in the politics around us. I am Heather Rowan Robbins, and I am speaking to you tonight from St. Paul, Minnesota, on the banks of the Mississippi River. And I'm joined here by my compatriot, Mark.
Mark Waltz, on the banks of the Hudson River, New York City. And normally we are joined by Anne, but she is not on the call yet.
Off at Fire Island, we think.
I think so.
How lovely it is that she's getting a time to be there. I'm going to try to keep my eye open for her call in case it comes in, but let's see. So tonight it's been a busy week, and one of the things that's most on people's conversation is what happened with Robin Williams this week. There's so much we can say about his chart. I don't want to go too much into it while we're feeling so much. But because I think sometimes astrologers can use astrology to prevent ourselves from the feeling. But one of the aspects that was so key last week is the Sun and Mercury were both trine Uranus. And that is a restless aspect that wants things better, that wants an improvement in our lives, that wants is ready to make a change, wants something different. Something fresh, and that can be a problem it can really lower impulse control and be a problem for those who are feeling so urgent. When people are going through a Uranus transit, I really ask them to not make a sudden decision. Don't walk out of the marriage. Take a break. Don't walk out of the life. See what else they can do first. Like I say, you can always die later. What can you do now? Because they want difference so badly, they'll take that. Now, Robin's chart was going through a lot of other aspects that you can see the weight of them, but I'm not going to presume they understand his psyche. What we can say is that restlessness, that I want different, we can put in a very positive way. We can look for some unusual way to stretch ourselves, to find something new, to find a freshness, to use our imagination to go for something completely different during this Mercury-Uranus conjunction, Mercury-Uranus trine. One of the other aspects that I'm seeing that's weighing so heavily on the politics of the world and in our psyches, Mars spends about 2.5 months in a sign, and it does so every 2.5 years. So it goes through there on a regular basis. But Mars in Scorpio plays hardball. It goes for the most, and it can be the most lazy, the most wonderful, the most connected, the most jealous, the most angry. But it can also seems to stir up the very far corners of our psyche and really look under the rocks. It's that great curiosity. Look in the dark corners. And I notice I'm having really strange dreams. But what I've also seen is that military groups and the police have been acting on, Mars is off, we think, is associated with the military side of us, our immune system, our defenses, our militaristic side. Mars in Scorpio has really stretched what people think is appropriate in the Mars realm. And but as Mars has gone into Scorpio, it's now approaching Saturn. And as it gets closer to Saturn, I think it can be hard if you are someone who deals with the demons in your dark corners, that it may be important to remember the light and remember your resources and remember the people who love you if Mars in Scorpio takes you and kind of gets you stuck in the basement of your psyche. But Mars conjunct Saturn is putting some restraints on that, some disciplines that I'm noticing several people who, friends of mine who deal with mental illness, saying, well, they're remembering this week their routines, what they do, what systems help them feel more stable and more solid. And I'm watching the police being held accountable for actions that they acted out last week and the week before. Mark, what are your comments on Mars and Scorpio and on that Sun-Uranus trine and Mercury-Uranus trine?
I like Mars and Scorpio.
Mm-hmm.
It belongs
I do too.
There.
And
mm-hmm. especially, as it approaches the conjunction to Saturn, it's actually a mm-hmm. very healthy mm-hmm. time for most people. It can, you
yeah.
know, point to restrictions and some fears on
mm-hmm.
doing on too much action or being afraid of our own actions. But
mm-hmm.
if it doesn't do that, then it helps us to restructure, and it, you know, this renewal of the Mars Saturn energy, they do work together, and they
mm-hmm.
go from conjunction to conjunction. And this one in Scorpio has Mars and Saturn sitting down to tea together. Imagine Mars at tea, right? It can happen. So they don't have to meet.
It's
in a dark
funny
bar.
Image. I think of Mars and Scorpio either having, you know, a heavy brew down at the corner pub, or
right, exactly.
Or the, you know, the absolutely pristine well water, one or the other.
Yeah.
Because Mars and Scorpio can go both directions.
Well, let's sit them down to tea and crumpets and see what they come up with. But there is a
mm-hmm.
What happens in whatever setting they do get together.
Mm-hmm.
They renew the bond that the two of them have, and Mars is the
mm-hmm.
energy we have to go out and get things, and Saturn is our way of building a reality. So
mm-hmm.
Saturn,
mm-hmm.
the builder of our reality, says to Mars, all right, I'm going to need some stuff for the next couple
yep.
of years. What are you going to get me? And, of course, they're
mm-hmm.
looking at the whole project through Scorpio. So Mars says, well, I'm going to get you some really deep stuff, some troubling stuff, and I'm going to
mm-hmm.
ask you to rework some things. It's kind of the renovation energy. So Mars says, I'm going to put a lot of effort into renovating and, you know, renewing and sort of rebuilding from Scorpio.
Mm-hmm.
So Saturn and Mars are looking at doing that. So it means anybody who is a candidate for dental work, this would be a good time.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
I know someone who's getting knee rebuilt.
Okay. Yeah, anything with
Mars,
bones,
which is
yep.
that surgical edge, conjunct mm-hmm. Saturn, bones also.
Yeah.
Good time. We have some... we have yet another household construction project lining
oh, yeah.
up. And, yes, and that is very much what I would see as Mars, physical action around structural changes.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's really important that, yeah, that we use this, we find a way of balancing. And how have your moods been this week?
Okay. Nothing too wild.
Yeah. last weekend there was a full moon in Aquarius, which is a wonderful time for big social events, and there's a huge musical festival
that
here.
Was the super moon.
Fabulous.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
It was a super moon.
Cool.
And how do you define a super moon?
Well, it's close to the Earth. You know, the moon,
mm-hmm.
as the moon goes around the Earth, it's sometimes a little further, sometimes a little closer, and
mm-hmm.
this one's close, so it looks big. And that's why
mm-hmm.
we've dubbed it the super moon. When,
right.
when
so
we
it
get
looks
these
huge.
Close ones. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, symbolically, because there are a lot of astrological aspects that we don't, you know, there's no history around. but we can hypothesize based on the symbols involved. So this is was a week of supermoon. It's also the week of a meteor shower.
Right.
And I think, you know, what I see with meteor showers is a way of bringing, it's new material coming in from the outer, from outside of our solar system and coming into our solar system. And I've noticed that around meteor showers, people seem to be ingenious. They seem to be unusually able to think outside of the box or find, you know, solutions that they didn't have before. I think also they deal with problems they didn't know they had.
Yeah.
So,
and that all,
you know,
that kind of reflects the Sun-Uranus trine and the supermoon in Aquarius. Just all of that contributes to thinking outside of the box, coming up with ingenious solutions, and becoming aware of things that we weren't aware of before. So they all tie in together.
And the supermoon feels like it's a time when our emotions, you know, the image of the moon, all of our emotions and all of our emotional issues can be larger than usual, can feel larger and more overwhelming than usual. I see that as what the symbols were.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't know, so we'd love to hear in from people how they experience these. Feel free to email us at any one of our email addresses, which is on the Blog Talk Radio website. You can reach me at rowanrobbins@aol.com. And rowanrobbins.com is my website. And Mark, what about you?
Mark Waltz.
How can they reach you?
MarkWolz at dharmarising.com. DHARMA Rising.
And Ann Ortley, you can Google Ann, and you can get her website and her email address. Any of us would love to hear your experience of meteor showers and the supermoons. How are you feeling this? So we've got quite a few people on the line tonight. Should we go straight and take some callers?
Yeah.
Now, if you want to be called upon, only a few of you have your hands raised. If you want to be called upon, I think you have to press 1. And
press 1, yes.
It'll press 1. So, 393, you're on the air. How can we help you? Hello? Hello? They're not there. Okay.
No. Okay.
We'll hold with that. Try the next one. Hello, 650, you're on the air.
Hi.
Are you there?
Hi.
I'm here.
Hi. How can we help
Hi.
You?
Well, just whatever you say.
Okay.
Unless you want
and
me to
And when
have
were you born?
April 25th, 1952. At 7:08 a.m.
7:08 a.m. And where?
Queens, New York. I'm actually right across. I'm currently right now in my bed across the bay from where Ann is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
wonderful.
We had a lot of flooding here today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did you? I've heard there's some pretty amazing rains on the East Coast. Notice for everybody that the rains when they come tend to come more torrentially than they have before,
yeah.
And that
four
is a part of the effect of climate change. Yeah.
Oh.
That all around the country we're getting these torrential and quite the rains that wear away the grounding. You know, it's wonderful when we get a soft rain because the torrential rains are becoming more common. So you were born right after the new moon, with the sun and moon in Taurus and a Gemini rising. And if you
right.
know Anne that well, you know your chart pretty well. If you have any particular questions for us tonight?
I don't really know Anne except for Facebook, and I have called in a couple of years ago to this show.
Okay, wonderful.
But Anne did most of the talking, so it's kind of nice tonight that you guys, I can get your point of view.
Okay.
Great.
Not that I don't like Ann at all. You know, it has nothing to do.
It's a good to get a little bit of everybody, right?
Yes, and then I remember a couple of years ago, I couldn't hear Mark that well. It was very, very
mm-hmm.
low. So
mm-hmm.
I never got to hear anything from him.
Well, so Mark doesn't say a lot, but what he says is pithy.
Okay.
So we have Mars coming up to conjunct your Mars in your sixth house this week, and we have Saturn has just finished with your Mars and is moving on. So you may find with Saturn going through your sixth house that it's an important time for you to pay attention to your health and health routine, not because you've got something wrong with your health,
mm-hmm.
but you may be feeling, with Saturn in your sixth house and opposing your moon, you may be feeling a little older than you were. If you were 7 years old, I'd say this. So,
right.
And that if you take care of your health while Saturn's going through your sixth house and learn new health routines, then that helps you be healthier for the rest of your life. If you don't, then you may feel older and older. So it's a good time to stay flexible, to take care of your minerals, make sure that you're getting enough calcium and all the rest of the minerals. And to work on flexibility and just healthy foods and healthy routines.
Well,
that's one of the first things I noticed.
Mm-hmm. Very, very clean organic foods for about 8 years now.
That's
but I
wonderful. So you've already got that part down.
Yeah, so the only thing I've been warned about is like osteoporosis and things
mm-hmm.
like that.
Right, so that's getting enough of the minerals. And also, how much do you move? How do you take long walks?
I take walks every single day, and I've been walking
fabulous
for about 40 years. But I have three little dogs now, and so sometimes
wonderful.
They're not as fast as I would like to go.
Sense of the regular impact from walking, and that'll help with the calcium buildup. So you're a good example of someone who, you know, I see these transits, and if you had not been taking care of yourself, you'd be feeling them a lot more than you are. But as it is, you're walking regularly, you're eating cleanly, you're staying flexible, so
mm-hmm.
you'll barely notice those transits.
Right, I haven't really noticed.
Your progressed moon conjunct Pluto about 4 months ago and in your fourth house. Has there been any change around your residency? Has there been a change of neighbors? Have you been feeling, have you moved or have you, there's been any changes
I
around the home
moved.
Or a family
I've been,
of origin?
I've been wanting to move,
mm-hmm.
But it hasn't worked out because I have issues with, I don't even want to go. We won't have time to go into that. But
okay.
Yes,
it just may have been a couple of you really wanted to move and that you're finding a way of being at home in a better way. Your progressed sun is coming to conjunct Venus this year, and that's usually a time when you make more friends and you make more connections, especially in the spiritual world as Neptune is working its way through your 10th house. You're going to be trining your progressed sun and Venus. A good time to do some outreach. Your chart is fairly lucky in that the major transits of this year are not hitting you heavily. So you've got some room to move. Now, it looks like in last year you had Uranus on your Mercury, which is probably another reason why you wanted to move.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a lot of, you know, you have Uranus at 10 Cancer and Saturn at 9 Libra. So it looks like there was some real difficulties that you worked through last year. But they're giving
right.
you a break before they head up to your Venus at 19 degrees of Aries. So this may be a calm between, you know, last year's changes and next year's restlessness. So enjoy
calm
that the sun and moon Taurus might like.
I really wanted to move because I can't take the winters here anymore because of my bones and everything. And
the bones or something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it goes
and where
right
do you go?
Through my body. I freeze
mm-hmm.
all winter long. And So that's
circulation
one issue. And another issue is I'm very bored.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
it's hard
Uranus bouncing off your chart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm right really,
here.
Really bored.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard.
So
the obvious would be to get a job. The obvious
mm-hmm.
would be to get a job because I'm 62 now, and at this, mm-hmm. on Long Island, it's really hard to get jobs because it's all small businesses, and they're all hiring
mm-hmm.
immigrants. You know, as soon as
mm-hmm.
they see us, that we're Miss Whitey White, and I'm very white, like Irish descent, they're not hiring us. Every doctor's office, every
and
store.
And I think it's an age thing. What did you do when you were working?
I worked in offices, but I didn't like it. It was boring. So
yeah.
I liked working in stores, but having all those Aries
mm-hmm.
planets, I'm kind of impulsive with
mm-hmm.
shopping, so that's not good
mm-hmm.
either. But
there is something
so
about
I just need
being
something. Go ahead.
Yeah. And I would get you out of, I look at your astrocartography map. There's really not that much going on for you in New York. Is there any other part of the country you'd like to go to?
Well, I've been looking at, what
mm-hmm.
did he say?
Somewhere warm.
Warmer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was looking in the south.
Uh-huh.
But
mm-hmm.
I keep running into the same issues down there. Well,
mm-hmm.
not, I've only been visiting. I haven't rented anything yet. I don't want to buy and then have buyer's remorse.
Right. Always.
South Carolina
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
the East Coast of Florida are places that you might find useful. And then, interestingly enough, parts of Texas also.
Hmm.
There's several things in and around Texas that might be of interesting to your chart astrologically. You know, Mark, what would you say is good work for someone with a new moon in Taurus and a loaded 11th house and the moon in Taurus in the 12th?
Well, really, being in a job where you're in charge of helping other people adapt and be comfortable,
mm-hmm.
you'll find that you can really work with that energy.
Mm-hmm.
So especially
mm-hmm.
things where people are nervous or new or, you know, not sure of their way, and they just need someone solid the minute they step in.
I know.
The door.
I tend to attract people
mm-hmm.
that need me, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that
so
works
being
well.
In a
what
job?
About like a receptionist mm-hmm. in a nursing home or something?
Yes,
absolutely. I kept
yeah.
seeing you around doing office work around a hospital.
Oh,
a nursing
really?
Home might be even better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
yeah,
I like old
help.
People. I think they're really cool and they have a lot to offer, and they're not whiny and bitchy and complain. You know what I mean? Well, some of them
sure.
do, but
I think that that would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
I'm going to go on to the next
well.
Person now, but I want you to wish you good luck on that.
Oh, thank you
yeah,
so much.
Yeah, look in that direction for sure.
I will. Thanks, Mark.
Okay.
And thanks,
great.
Ronan.
Take care.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Okay.
Let's see. You're on the air. Let's see. Is anybody else here? Hello. You're on the line. Did you have a question for us?
Hello?
Nope. Okay.
No.
Hello. Do you have a question?
Hello?
Well, this is hello. Do you have a question for us?
Yes.
You're on the air. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I called back in January prior to my cervical fusion, and
mm-hmm.
since then I've been, you know, recovering, and things have been going fairly well. It's just
mm-hmm.
a little slower than anticipated,
mm-hmm.
at least on my part. But
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a 2-year recovery, so no big. I just
mm-hmm.
had a birthday, August 7th, and
okay.
I was wondering what the new energies are for the year. And
August 7th, what year? Were you
1962, yes.
And what time?
Mm-hmm. 3:12 a.m. in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Honolulu. And where are you calling from, Hawaii?
No, I'm calling from Seattle, Washington.
Oh, wonderful. My granddaughter just arrived from Seattle, Washington this evening. It's lovely.
Oh, does she live here?
Yes, it's my lovely family out there. I love going to visit out there. So, Leo Moon in Scorpio, and you said that you have been, I see that Saturn went back and forth squaring your Sun, but has moved on, and that you have the Saturn-Sun opposition. Whenever we think of bones, we ask, where is Saturn? Saturn was involved in a T-square in your natal chart with Saturn, Sun, and Neptune. And transiting Saturn set that all off last year. So it really was a perfect time to tend to your bone issues.
Great.
And so I'm really glad you did. And the worst if it's over, though it looks like it will be a while before you you feel free and loose. It looks like at least 2 more months. You're at the very end of a 30-year cycle, progressed Sun, progressed Moon, new Moon, happens in 2 months. That's the end of one 30-year cycle, beginning of a new one.
Wonderful.
And so once the new Moon's well past that, in about 2 months and then building up more and more after that, you'll have this feeling of energy coming back, where it's really right now, there's really no point in trying to get anything started.
Right.
The Saturn is coming to conjunct your progressed Venus, so again, if you may be feeling a little creaky around the edges and tending to your health, it's
okay.
going to be an important time.
How long does that last?
You know, just a few months.
Okay.
And it's gone. And both of these, give yourself 2 more months, and there's a real shift.
Wonderful.
And you start to feel more flexible and younger.
Yay.
Now, your chart can go to the dark places and get stuck there. So it's, you know, what I would say, yes, this last few months, and while you're holding still, it's a time to review your whole life.
Yes.
But I want you to review your life for also for what has brought you joy, what makes you happy.
Yes, indeed.
And really review from the time you were born, what were the good moments? What brought you joy? And how can you remember those, bring them to the forefront? Remember them in your body so your body starts remembering what it felt like to feel good. Because
mm-hmm.
it knows mm-hmm. very well how much it is, how it feels to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So if you really bring back memories of when you felt you were moving freely and you felt joyful, your body begins to remember that and can start moving in that direction.
Wonderful. Okay. I'll do that.
Mark, you, oh, yoga expert over there, someone recovering from surgery, what kind of energy can you, thoughts about using this, you know, it's Saturn on Venus in her fifth, and it's a progressed new moon in the fourth that I see as being some of the dominant characteristics at the moment. What would you say would be helpful?
A lot of what's going to help you is just to focus on what the surgery is enabling you to do and how it brings you into contact with other people. So really, you know, reach for how it opens new connections to people.
Right.
From what would have been without it. It, in other words, it's opening new opportunities. And focus on those. See what it is
okay.
you can reach toward. And then make the reach.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have to end now because our show is over. So good luck.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're
I really
welcome.
And
the
moon in Aries tonight in the next couple of days. Do something exciting and brave that stretches you. Mercury goes into Virgo on Friday and begins to bring our thoughts into the future and into the fall, but we don't have to hurry that up. You know, begin to get ready, buy the art supply, buy the school supplies, but remember that Venus conjuncts Jupiter in Leo early next week, and it's really time to just soak up summer with all you can. Mark, say goodbye.
Okay.
Any last comments?
No, I think we're good. So
mm-hmm.
enjoy the week, and it's not too wild a week. I think we're still digesting what's been going on. So
yeah,
take advantage of that.
Wonderful.
And thank you all for listening. And we'll catch you next week.
And this is Heather Rowan Robbins saying goodbye from Minnesota.
Okay. Mark Wolf,
Mark,
New York City.
And we'll see you next week. Take care.
Good.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Thank you.